U.S. President Barack Obama renews military threats against Iran despite the recent conclusion of nuclear talks between Tehran and the P5+1.
And we've sent a clear message to the Iranians. We are settling the Iran deal, but we still have a big account that we're going to have to work. Hopefully some of it diplomatically, if necessary, some of it militarily.
It is true that by definition...
Obama's remarks come less than 2 weeks after the conclusion of nuclear talks in Vienna. In an interview with U.S. think tank, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, also indicated that military option has not been taken off the table. Iran has hit back at such remarks. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif earlier dismissed Washington's war threats as futile and a violation of international law. He said even U.S. officials have admitted that the threats won't undermine the will of the Iranian nation and are counterproductive. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Irvine, California, and talk to Sarayof Sepapur Ulrich, independent researcher and writer. Welcome to the program, ma'am. Ms. Ulrich, it was first the U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter, then John Kerry, and now Obama threatening Iran with military action. Iran has repeatedly said the language of threat won't work against the Iranian nation and that such threats are against international law. What kind of a line do you think the American officials are following?
Well, clearly this is against international law, but the United States has never upheld international law treaties, and it only respects international law when it promotes its own foreign policy agenda. So its violation doesn't come as a surprise. But clearly these threats, I think they have there are many purposes behind these threats. I think one is to so-called reassure those who are opposed to the deal, i.e. the Israelis and the Saudis. Also is to appeal to domestic policies. But I think there's probably a more sinister reason behind all these threats. For one thing, Mr. Obama or Kerry, they've never given up the idea, or they've never changed the narrative about Iran, and they keep repeating, reinforcing the fact that Iran is pursuing a nuclear weapons program by implying that this still stops the pursuit of nuclear weapons, which is absolutely false. But another I think reason behind all these threats is Mr. Obama has an uphill battle here in the United States getting approval for this deal from Congress. There are lobby groups busy trying to dismantle this whole deal. And it would look terrible for the United States president, as well as for America itself, if this deal were not approved. Even if Mr. Obama can muster enough votes to veto it, still it would not bode well for the international community, from the global community, to observe that the president of the United States has gone against the will of the majority of the people's representatives. And I think these threats, knowing full well that the Iranians will not tolerate threats, are perhaps aimed at pushing Iran to pull out of this deal. And in that sense, then Obama can again reinforce the notion that Iran doesn't want a deal. Iran is the one guilty pulling out of the deal, and we've done everything we can. And that's the sinister message that I see behind all these threats that are being, directed toward Iran.
But of course, with these recent remarks, don't you think Iranian officials were right in expressing doubt about Washington's real intentions in the region?
I think they had no doubt in the first place. I think, from the onset, certainly the leadership, Mr. Khamenei and most probably Mr. Rouhani and Mr. Zarif, knew that America is not a reliable partner. By the same token, engaging these talks has given Iran the opportunity to be on a global stage and to demonstrate that Iran is not the pariah state that they've painted it to be, and is willing to work, even compromise, to gain a peaceful conclusion. So I don't believe that. I mean, Mr. Zarif is an international lawyer. He's been in America for years. He certainly knows U.S. foreign policy. Mr. Khamenei is very sharp. And I think there was never a doubt that America is not reliable. Now we see that doubt that they had, what they believe, being demonstrated very openly for the world to see.
Indeed. Sarayof Sepapur Ulrich, independent researcher and writer from Irvine, California. As always, thanks for your time there, ma'am.
My pleasure.